This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dan, the New Year's Eve celebration's coming up this week, and your restaurant, Streetlight Brasserie, is near Electric Tower. How are the preparations going for Wednesday night?
Very well. We are completely ready to go. We start planning this in August, you know, early September. So right now it's just a walk into the finish line for us.
What goes into preparing for New Year's Eve?
Oh, everything. Food preparations, drink preparations, staff. Cost analysts, working with Buffalo Place and the people who put on the ball drop, because we are directly underneath it. So there is a lot of security concerns, and not concerns, but we work with security and just the event coordinators so that we can help in any way we can. So there's a lot of that. Sponsorships, a lot of people sponsor our events because of our direct access to the ball drop. So working with them is a big thing. And decorations and a million things. So we like to start in August, September, get the wood out there. We sell out every year. It's our third annual. You know, usually sells out in November because of all the preparation. And now it's just blowing up the balloons, putting our best outfits on, and enjoying the company of all our guests.
About how many people do you expect on Wednesday night?
So for the gala, we will have 225. And then immediately following, we have an all-night party, and that goes until 8:30 in the morning, and we'll expect another like 1.2 thousand.
So what goes into the menu that the folks at the gala will be celebrating?
Working with our talented team in the kitchen, including our head chef, Jenny Wilson, just going through tastings of things, using fresh seasonal ingredients, something that the people that don't see on a daily basis at Streetlight Brasserie, because we like to keep things fresh, especially for special events like this. So just working with vendors and, you know, taste testing things and getting the whole team involved that we can pull it off, and, you know, everyone's going to like it that comes into the party. But it's a fun thing because we get to eat well.
And you mentioned the party that goes to 8:30 in the morning. And is that an extension of the gala, or is that solely different?
That is totally different. That is not a ticketed event. That is welcome, open to everyone. Of course, over the age of 21, that is. And that party, people start usually lining up around, you know, right around midnight to get in. It is a big time party. The gala's nice. You know, it's a black tie optional event. And then afterwards, you know, people let loose and enjoy the start of the new year.
How special is it to have the New Year's Eve ball drop so close to your facility?
Oh, it's incredible. It makes our job a lot easier. You know, we put on a great show daily, but having the ball drop right above our heads, you know, makes it a little, it's already attractive for people. So all we had to do is not mess it up, basically.
And how big is this for your bottom line every year?
Something that we definitely look forward to every year, and because ticket sales come in slowly, not slowly, but we start selling tickets, you know, months in advance. We don't see a huge just like jump in sales because, you know, we don't get everything that day. But it is, you know, with the restaurant scene and bar scene, how it is and the climate, it is a nice boost to start the year.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.